Cape Talk. Fabulous life.
All right, the time is 19 minutes to 2, and it's time for The Fabulous Life. And how often when you receive an invitation that has a dress code, does it throw you into a complete panic, confuses you because you don't really know what it means, and also leaves you feeling a little bit anxious? For example, what exactly is business casual, semi-formal and lounge suit? What does that mean anyway? Well, to help us answer those questions is Christina Pitt, beauty and feature writer for Fair Lady magazine, who joins us in studio now to help us dress in confidence and just be able to relax and enjoy the party. Christina, welcome. Great to have you with us. What do dress codes really mean these days? And does that still happen? You get an invitation with a dress code on it?
Absolutely. Dress codes are really the rules that kind of regulate how we dress to certain events or certain social situations. People definitely still follow dress codes.
Okay.
I mean, like, you know, your uniform, for example, when you go to school, that is a dress code. What you wear to church is a dress code. So they're definitely still applicable.
And are we still expected to follow them to a T, or is there room for margin of error, for character, for all the rest of it?
It depends on how much confidence you have, honestly.
How much confidence in fashion?
You know, if you want to open yourself up to criticism from the host, then go for it. You know?
So many of us, of course, will go straight from the office out to a party. And depending on what your office code or fashion code is, or dress code is, how appropriate is that usually? Or does it really just depend on, again, I mean, we're talking about office environments here at Cape Talk. We have got a casual, I think, we're not suited and booted. I mean, there's some fashionistas among us. I do not include myself in that. But in terms of perhaps going out afterwards for drinks, can one go straight to the office? Is that an acceptable thing?
Go straight to the office from...
go straight to drinks from the office?
It depends on where you're going, of course. But I suppose in that situation, I think there would be a bit more wiggle room. Because I think a lot of the restaurants kind of do expect their clientele to come straight from work and to, you know, have a drink or two. So I don't think they'd be too strict on that.
How common is it these days that we find places, and you can tell by this conversation that I'm not somebody who has a broad and vibrant social life. To me, going out is like nipping down to my local Pick and Pay and picking up an orange juice. But what, in terms of restaurants and bars, particularly in cities, you know, in Cape Town, in Johannesburg, for example, where things might be a little bit more, highbrow, should we say, a little bit more refined. Do you still find that they have that they will have a dress code that you have to adhere to? And what normally is that dress code?
You know, not really. In my experience, I regularly see people wearing shorts and flip-flops, you know, to a fancy restaurant.
That's got to be in Cape Town. Yes.
You know, it's very laid back in Cape Town. I don't think you'd get away with that sort of thing in Joburg. But
definitely not.
So I don't think they're really strictly enforced in Cape Town.
Okay, here's the dress code that always gets me. Smart casual. That to me sounds like an oxymoron. You're either smart or you're casual. What would that look like, Christina?
I think you should always lean more towards smart.
Agreed.
Instead of casual. Look, there's no such thing as being overdressed. People who tell you that you are overdressed wish that they had put more effort into their outfit. Okay, so
you heard it here first, folks. There is no such thing as being overdressed. If you want to wear a hat and heels to Pick and Pay, do it.
Of course, and if you really want to get it down to a T, you have to think of what you expect the host to wear to the event. You see, I personally am not a fan of wearing jeans to a smart casual event, but you can get away with it if it's a dark wash and you wear, you know, some high heels, maybe a block heel if you're not comfortable. In my opinion, the only thing uglier than wearing flats is wearing heels that you can't walk in. Yeah.
As I look down at my feet, I live in flats. I tell you what, I don't think I've worn a heel above a half an inch since I graduated, which was in 2000. And so I just, what about for people like me who firstly, I can't walk in heels.
Sarah, they've lied to us. Most women cannot walk in heels, and that's fine.
I don't want to be, here's the conundrum, Christina, is I don't want to be that person who I see quite frequently teetering around on a pair of heels, looking hell of a uncomfortable. I don't want to be that person. I want to go out and relax and enjoy myself. And if that means that I'm doing it in a pair of 15-year-old slops, so be it.
There are comfortable options out there, comfortable, stylish options. You know, you can get some cute flats from Zara. If that's a bit too pricey, you can go to Mr. Price. There's some cute flats there. But don't get carried away. Flip-flops. Sarah, no.
How are these that I'm wearing?
Those are fine. I think women can get away with wearing flip-flops.
Okay.
Not so much men. I think it's really disrespectful to wear flip-flops in public. No one needs to see your toes.
Because, and it's not just about the toes, I think. These that I've got on at the moment are a sort of pink, sparkly affair. Mm-hmm. They're not slops that I would wear to the beach. They are a sandal rather than a flip-flop. I have yet to see a gentleman who has a Diamante effect on his sandal. If you're coming in, and you're right, it tends to be, I think, that we women tend to look after our feet slightly better than men. Nobody wants to see those boats, chaps, today. Somebody's messaged in and says, how important are shoes for men and women? My wife hates to wear high heels. She's a woman after my own heart.
You know, your shoes can really, you know, tell
make
a
or
lot
break.
About you. Really, they can make or break an outfit. But honestly, I think you should be comfortable. Like, that hurt my heart to say. But rather be comfortable, because if you have to hobble around the room, that's not attractive either. Because there really are other pretty alternatives. You know, you don't have to settle, you know, for an ugly pair of flip-flops.
Yeah.
When it comes to men, look, just have nice shoes. I don't trust men with ugly shoes.
But the thing is with men, as many options as there are for women, there are also for men. I see chaps who've got sort of are wearing sort of boots like caterpillar boots, which clearly probably I wouldn't have thought would be okay to a dinner party, for example. But a nice deck shoe.
Loafers?
A loafer, shoes? Yeah.
Lovely. I'm a fan. Yeah. That's all I can say on that. Men's shoes, I'm not an expert in that department. Sneakers, I know that people want to know whether it's appropriate to wear sneakers to work or to a smart casual event. Take note, we don't mean tackies.
Right.
Not the ones that you take to the gym or go hiking in. I mean, you know, a fashionable sneaker that is going to cost you a pretty penny. I think you can get away with that at a smart casual event.
How does one, this may sound stupid, but how does one tell the difference between a tacky and a sneaker? Is it, if you wouldn't go running in it, then it's probably a sneaker.
If you're scared of scuffing them because it would be too expensive to replace, then it's probably a sneaker.
All right. Let's move on to black tie. That, of course, is the dress code that's most often called upon for evening events. And for men, that can be really simple. You just get yourself a tux. Very, very simple. But for women, it's a little bit more difficult. A full length, often sort of heavily detailed gown, would that be? Or a little cocktail? Can you go wrong with your typical LBD, your little black dress?
Absolutely not. That is the safest option. Go for your LBD and just spice it up, zhuzh it up with, you know, some statement jewelry, and you'll be okay. You'd probably blend into the wall, unfortunately. It's not really imaginative or creative. But, you know, you'll be acceptable. It's okay.
Did you see, there was, in fact, Amy Ray and I, before we came on air, we were having a look online, and Kim Kardashian, whose name I hasten to even breathe into our sacred afternoon space, but for the purposes of illustrating a point, she had turned up to some event yesterday, and it has to be said, great bod. Fantastic body, look, beautiful girl, but she was wearing what I would call a questionable outfit. A lot of boob, a lot of top showing, not necessarily particularly flattering for her body shape either. Quite revealing, and this isn't me being a prude, but quite sort of, oh, okay, that's a great deal of your mammaries that we're looking at there.
Well, you know, that's her brand. Kim Kardashian is not a normal everyday person. She's known for her body. So she has to show it off. For normal people, you can't do that.
Is there? I once heard a rule for women, which I have to say I find slightly questionable. I'm not sure that my feminist principles will allow. But if you're going for an LBD, the trick is either not to. If you're going to show a bit of cleavage, then make the dress longer. If you want to show a bit of leg, then a higher neck. Is that a terribly old fashioned?
I think that's a great rule.
Good rule of thumb.
I would follow that rule.
Okay, good stuff. What is the difference between formal and black tie, by the way?
You know what? I don't know the answer to that question. That's a very good question. I would think that they're one and the same. Maybe black tie, that's a little more upper crust.
I mean, if somebody says to you, and black tie optional, we hear, black tie is tux, right?
Yes.
So what about for gents if you're wearing a smart suit, for example?
Yes. Maybe with a bow tie, you know, or without a tie. Maybe that could pass for formal.
Okay.
For black tie, tux.
Yeah.
All the way.
If you are just joining us this afternoon, I'm joined in studio by Christina Pitt, who is the beauty and features editor for Fair Lady magazine. And we're talking about dress code. And I'll throw it out to you. When was the last time that you received an invitation in which a dress code was stipulated? And I guess more importantly, did you adhere to it? Or did you just say, oh, forget this, I'm wearing whatever's clean, which is tends to be what goes on in our house. Does it, two things actually, does it still fit? It, and is it clean? If you tick the boxes on that, part A. That is basically no. You're shaking your head in absolute horror, in absolute disgust. If you are somebody who is a stickler for dress code, perhaps you've recently thrown a party and you included a dress code and people just ignored it and did what they liked, do get in touch. 021 446 0567. You can drop me an SMS to 31567 or a WhatsApp to 072 567 1567. We're talking about dress code this afternoon with beauty and features writer for Fair Lady magazine, Christina Pitt. What, please, is a lounge suit?
A lounge suit. Oh, that's something that's very relaxed, that you can wear a t-shirt under.
Oh.
Maybe you can wear your flip-flops. Maybe your fancy flip-flops.
A deck shoe. I'm obsessed with the deck shoe.
So do I. I love a man in a deck shoe or a loafer. Absolutely.
A linen, yeah, exactly. A linen, that's what I've got in mind. A lounge suit is a linen suit, which actually I hate. And I think it looks like you're about to go on some sort of mm-hmm. Lani safari. But I get that vibe. The sort of a pale, pastely maybe linen suit with a t-shirt, a fedora,
maybe not the fedora.
Oh. But what's the rule regarding hats? When should a person wear a hat?
When should you wear a hat?
Are people still wearing hats to church?
Yes, they are. I've seen, like in my mom's neighborhood, they definitely still wear hats to church. They still compete over who has the best hat.
What is acceptable? I have to say, being the heathen that I am, I haven't been to church for a number of years. What is the dress code? When I see pictures of my friends going to church, I mean, there is honestly the broadest range. There are people who I think are dressed up to the nines, and I guess that's a sort of throwback to very traditional church going. And then there's people who I've seen friends of mine going in shorts and t-shirt to worship.
Yeah, maybe that's okay at Hillsong or at a Pentecostal happy clappy type of church. But, you know, if you're going to an Anglican church or to a Catholic church, that is absolutely not acceptable. Some churches, you cannot wear pants if you are a woman. You have to wear a skirt or a dress. I'm sorry, Sarah. I know it's hurting your feminist sensibilities, but those are the rules.
You can't wear skirt or a dress.
No. No, you have
to. Oh, sorry, you have to wear skirt or a dress. Yes. You can't wear pants. I have to say, this is just a thought that I've had. My grandmother was a very, very traditional woman, like extremely traditional. Until the age, I think I was at about 17, so she must have been in her late 70s. I'd never seen her out of a skirt or a dress. And I went to her house one day and she answered the door wearing her first pair, at the age of 77, I think, her first pair of pants, of long trousers. And I almost didn't recognise her. It was such a strange thing. And it was such a generational thing. Bless her, she'd ordered them online. Imagine that. She was coming into the modern age, I think. I think that's what she was doing. And you could never get her out of these pants after that. But it's a lot of it is generational, isn't it?
Absolutely. But, you know, We're still very conservative in South Africa.
We yes,
take
we
religion
are.
Very, very seriously.
Of course.
So we're still going to follow the rules no matter how far we've progressed.
Yes. Somebody's messaged in, Crocs are not shoes or casual dress shoes. Please. Yeah, Crocs.
Look, Crocs are a cry for help. I'm against it.
A cry for help indeed. All right. How about when you're sticking to a dress code, you don't want to lose your own. First of all, you don't want to lose your own sense of identity, but you don't want to lose your confidence. If somebody said to me, you know, that the dress code is very, very formal, but actually I'm not massively comfortable in formal. Wouldn't it be better for me to go in something, I mean, appropriate and feel comfortable and therefore be able to engage and enjoy the social event rather than, as I see on social media, it seems constantly people dressing up to the nines and posing very awkwardly and actually not looking massively comfortable.
I agree with you, Sarah Jane. You should wear what makes you comfortable, but you should try your best to stick to the dress code as a sign of respect. If someone has invited you somewhere, just put in a little bit of effort. But if you're uncomfortable, you're not going to look good. So, no, err on the side of
caution. True story. My final question for you, and this is one that people are messaging in about also. White to a wedding, yay or nay?
No. You are a bad person if you wear white to someone else's wedding. It's not your time. Take a seat. It's not about you.
Pull yourself towards yourself. Yeah.
Exactly.
How about an off-white or a cream? Is that still an absolute no-no?
That's fine, but stay in the shadows.
Stay in the shadows. Black to a wedding? Is that ever okay? An LBD to a wedding? See, I sort of bristle at that a little bit. I can't get on board with that, but I know people do.
That's a bit inappropriate, but I've seen weddings where the colour scheme is black and white.
Sure.
So, sure, that would be appropriate. Otherwise, I wouldn't take a chance and wear black.
No,
probably
I wouldn't.
Get a side eye from the groom or the bride.
Yeah, from the bride or the groom. There we go. Listen, we've fast run out of time. I've thoroughly enjoyed this conversation, if nothing else, but to tell me that really I need to up my fashion game. We've got a quick voice note. Have we got time?
It's Julia from Durbanville. I work in public relations, and we often organise functions. And I find the best
to indicate the dress code is not saying black tie or lounge suit or whatever, because it actually gets confusing. And these days, people actually more have a theme to the event rather than a dress code. So we often send the people that we invite, we often send them sort of a mood board about which gives them an idea of what to wear. So it's snapshots from of fashion, of decor, of food or whatever, and it just sort of sets the tone for the event, and then people dress accordingly. Thanks, bye.